DOJ files motion to unseal grand jury testimonies in Epstein case. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 18, 2025. The Department of Justice, DOJ, filed a motion to have grand jury testimonies relating to convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein unsealed, according to multiple reports. In a motion filed in the United States District Court, Southern District of New York, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche called for the court to release grand jury transcripts associated with the indictment referring to Epstein. At the direction of the Attorney General, the Department of Justice hereby moves the court to release grand jury transcripts associated with the above-referenced indictment, the court document says. In another motion filed in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, Blanche also called for the court to release grand jury transcripts relating to an indictment regarding Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. The motions added. On July 6, 2025, the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued a memorandum describing an exhaustive review undertaken of investigative holdings relating to Jeffrey Epstein, the memorandum. The memorandum detailed the steps taken by the Department of Justice and Federal Bureau of Investigation to determine whether evidence existed that could predicate an investigation into uncharged third parties. As the memorandum concluded, no such evidence was uncovered during the review. Since July 6, 2025, there has been extensive public interest in the basis for the memorandum's conclusions. While the Department of Justice and Federal Bureau of Investigation continue to adhere to the conclusions reached in the memorandum, transparency to the American public is of the utmost importance to this administration. Given the public interest in the investigative work conducted by the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation into Epstein, the Department of Justice moves the court to unseal the underlying grand jury transcripts in United States v. Epstein, subject to appropriate redactions of victim-related and other personal identifying information. The department will work with the United States Attorney's Office for Southern District of New York to make appropriate redactions of victim-related information and other personal identifying information prior to releasing the transcripts. Transparency in this process will not be at the expense of our obligation under the law to protect victims. As Breitbart News reported, the memo from the DOJ and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, revealed that there was no evidence Epstein had a client list and that an investigation had found Epstein committed suicide. The memo also found there was no credible evidence that Epstein had blackmailed prominent people. In the aftermath of the memo's release, the Trump administration and Attorney General Pam Bondi faced criticism over the handling of files related to Epstein. Reports also surfaced that Bondi and FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino were at odds over the handling of the Epstein case files. As Breitbart News reported, during a cabinet meeting, a reporter questioned Bondi about the findings in the memo and why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night Epstein died. President Donald Trump interjected and asked the reporter if he was still talking about Jeffrey Epstein. "Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?" Trump questioned. "This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Are people still talking about this guy? This creep? That is unbelievable." Bondi answered the reporter's question by clarifying that during an interview in February, when she was asked about Epstein's alleged client list, and she stated that it had been on her desk to review, she meant the case file relating to Epstein. "First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file, along with the JFK MLK files as well," Bondi explained. "Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were, never going to be released, never going to see the light of day." In a post on Truth Social on Thursday, Trump revealed that based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to Jeffrey Epstein, he directed Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony, subject to court approval.